Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for all of your association. Welcome you all on behalf of Bhakti Sangha. And today we're very, very, very fortunate to have Her Grace Vinita Gandharvika Mataji. It is so wonderful. Of course, you all know her, but Mataji is known for her wonderful services for so long and consistency. So much of consistency. And Mataji is, we are so grateful to have your association. You know, I personally feel very, very blessed. You are on the screen, off the screen, always dedicated to Srila Prabhupada's movement. And I'm very, very fortunate to have your association, Mataji. Really looking forward towards the class. Please bless us and grace us by your wonderful Nectarian Chaitanya Katha. Thank you so much, Mataji. Please take over. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Anuradha Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Mataji, for all the appreciation that you are giving. You are very sweet, but whatever you said, I would transfer it to my Guru Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for that. And I request everybody to please bless me. Thank you so much, Piti Vilasni Mataji, Kitida Sundari Mataji, and Induleka Mataji for this opportunity. I'm very, very fallen. I don't know anything, but still as a service, I accepted this. Please forgive me if I commit any mistake. I request everybody, please bless me so that I can speak something which is benefited for me and for everyone on the call. I would like to offer my obeisances to all of you. Vancha Kalpataru Bhyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyeva Chapatitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Ananta Koti Vaishnavrindiki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So today is very, very auspicious day. I really don't know that before when I accepted this service, but today only I realized that it is Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur's disappearance day. So appearance and disappearance of Acharyas are celebrated. So I'm very, very fortunate to speak on this day on Chaitanya Bhagavat. It is said, right, most fallen devotees will get more mercy on the special days. I feel very happy that being so fallen, Vrindavan Das Thakur and Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj has given this opportunity for me to speak on Chaitanya Bhagavat on this special day. So I just wanted to read Bhakti Rasamrita Swami Maharaj's quote for today. Disappearance of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. Today is the disappearance day, anniversary of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, who is the best known for composing the Chaitanya Bhagavat, which is the original, most authentic work on the life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although there were records made earlier by followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not till Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur was everything systematically put in the form of a book. And then based on this book, many other books have followed, especially Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Bhakti Rasamrita Swami Maharaj Ki Jai for this wonderful quote for today. And I would like to do the prayers and start the class. Thank you everyone once again for such an opportunity. ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरन्मृतन्येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिन्निति नामिने. नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात् देशतारिणे. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रियानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. So, as we all know that we were discussing on the topic of Chaitanya Bhagavat, which is chapter 5th from past 1 week, this chapter was going on. One second, I want to mute. From past 1 week, we were discussing this chapter 5, eating the mendicant's brahmana's offering. So this is such a beautiful pastime. This can be explained in just for 5 minutes for kids like Damodar class. And this can be elaborately explained for the adults like all of us. Chaitanya Bhagavat has given such a beautiful explanation, so many verses. We have been seeing this from past 5 days. So we will continue the pastime, but I just wanted to start from the beginning of the pastime so that we go into deep and we are completely immersed in the pastime. That is why I thought of like to recap what exactly we were seeing all the 4 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. So the pastime is about the Brahmana who was going everywhere and he was worshipping Gopal deity and also Shaligram Shila. He was worshipping the deity with the mantra, which is the 16th syllable Gopal mantra. This Brahmana was very, very pious Brahmana and he was always eating the remnants only that is offered to his Gopal deity. Otherwise, he never take anything. So this Brahmana's name is also known as Kanti Gopal because he was carrying Shaligram Shila and the Gopal deity on his neck. That is why he's called like that. But he's very effulgent. This effulgence will come just not like by, you know, doing this makeups nowadays, but it comes through the spiritual, this effulgence that here it is described about the spiritual effulgence. When a person is completely absorbed in a transcendental pastimes of the Lord, automatically you can see the person is very effulgent. The face is so bright. So that kind of effulgence this Brahmana was, and he was half closing his eyes. He was continuously chanting the glories of the Lord. But he said that, right? Griheta ke vaneta ke bor hari bol. Wherever you are, just carry the Lord in your heart and just remember Lord's pastimes. That makes you always be in Krishna consciousness. Always we are close to Krishna when we do that. Wherever we are, we might be in office or we might be anywhere, we always can remember Lord in nice way like this. So this Brahmana was wandering from one place to another because he's traveling Brahmana. He does not have any place to stay. He just travels. So one day it happens so that he comes to the place where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying, that is Jagannath Mishra's house. And seeing Jagannath Mishra saw this Brahmana and immediately he could understand that this Brahmana is so pious. And what he did is like he immediately offered his respectful obeisances and he welcomed and he washed the feet of the Brahmana and then he gave him a proper seat. So this also explains that how do you welcome a Brahmana or a saintly person that is coming to our home? So we welcome with them with proper etiquette, like washing their lotus feet and giving them proper seat. So that is what we can learn from this particular section of the pastime. And going further into the pastime, Brahmana was inquiring, oh, where are you from? Where are you traveling? So then, Jagannath Mishra was inquiring to Brahmana, where are you from? Where are you traveling? So then Brahmana has replied that he is a traveling mendicant. He just travels from one place to another. So then immediately Jagannath Mishra answered to Brahmana's reply is that, oh, this is such a great fortunate. Great devotees travel not for their own benefit, for the benefit of grihasthas. It's not like, oh, I am traveling, so I get benefit. Nowadays, people are like very good in traveling, right? Oh, let me go here, let me go there. I'll see this, I'll see that. But here, it is not talking about that. Here, the great sages or our Guru Vargas take that hard struggle and travel only to give mercy to all of us. So then Jagannath Mishra was glorifying the Brahmana in that way that you travel for the mercy of all the grihasthas, for giving mercy for all the grihasthas. Like that he was glorifying. And then Jagannath Mishra inquired that what he wants and he made sure that he had some nice prasadam. So Jagannath Mishra told that, let me cook some prasadam. Then Brahmana said that, no, I usually cook for myself. That is how I follow. So then this we can understand here that the devotees are very strict, that they are very particular about that who are cooking prasadam to us. They don't eat generally outside food or like from a person whom they don't know. They generally don't accept it. So here we can see the Brahmin also is saying the same thing, that he wants to cook by himself. Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata both together gave the all ingredients to Brahmana so that he can nicely cook. So Brahmana finished his cooking, and then what happened? After we finish cook, what we do? We generally offer the food to Lord and then we accept. And then this Brahmana so nicely put the offering, and he started calling the Lord, please come Lord and accept it. Then what happened? Then enters our little naughty Nimai over there onto this scene. So he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. So he's seated in our heart as a super soul. So he knows everything, right? As soon as this Brahmana offered, and he wants to give his darshan to this pious Brahmana. So immediately little Nimai, who was naked and also covered with completely dust, he was smiling, so cute. Even though he's dusty, he's very cute, and his eyes were like so bright and with like sun, and his hands, feet, everything was charming. Without wasting of time, what did he do? Our Nimai just stolen the rice from the offering plate. And what happened to Brahmana now? Brahmana was like, alas, alas, this naughty boy stolen my rice. Haya haya kare bhagyavanta vipradeke anna chore karile chinchala balake asiya deke na jagannatha mishtavara batakaye hase prabhu shri gaura sundara. So what had happened? He just stolen the rice and he's laughing and eating the food. So now this Brahmana was like, oh, what happened? What happened? Then immediately Jagannath Mishra entered into the scene, and Jagannath Mishra got very angry seeing Nimai doing this naughty thing. And then he was running behind him. He was chastising first to Nimai that why did you do? Then Brahmana immediately heard that, and he said that, what did he know? He's just a small boy, right? What he will know, whether it is right or wrong. So here we can also learn a lesson that chastising or correction cannot just make out of our anger. It should be done to benefit that person, especially for the small children. They don't know what is right or wrong. So we should be patient to explain them, and we should not show our anger on them. So here, Brahmana was trying to explain same thing to Jagannath Mishra. Please don't show anger on him. Then Jagannath Mishra heard what Brahmana has told. So then now Brahmana was saying, no, maybe I'm not fortunate to eat today. Let me eat just fruits for today anyway. I'm okay. I'm just a travel mendicant. I always eat fruits. So let me eat fruits. But this Jagannath Mishra was not so happy, and he requested, please, one more time, you please cook. We'll make sure that this time nothing will happen like that. So hearing Jagannath Mishra's words, a Brahmana agreed to cook for the second time. Now, second time, fearing what will Nimai do? So what did they do is they kept Nimai in a neighboring house. And there, all the ladies were teasing Nimai. So why did you steal that Brahmana's food? You know, who knows who he is? You have unnecessarily spoiled your caste. Why did you do this? Why did you have eaten that Brahmana's food? We don't know where from he's coming, what caste he belongs to. Why did you do this? And smilingly, Lord replied further. It was like, I'm the cowherd Brahmana. I always get to eat Brahmana's cowherd boy. I'm the cowherd boy. And I always get to eat Brahmana's food. What will happen to a cowherd boy, and how will the caste spoil? Get spoiled to the cowherd boy. Like that he was telling to these ladies. And then now when Nimai was there with all the ladies, ladies were so happy that they were carrying Nimai from one lap to other lap. Wherever Nimai is there, there is always happiness. They all were chanting the holy name of the Lord, and they were enjoying. In meanwhile, what happened is, in the house of Jagannath Mishra, going back to there, Brahmana finished his cooking, completely cooking is done. And now second time he's ready to offer. Now what happened? Let's see. Then even though now Nimai is in neighbor's house, when Brahmana called, after he put the offerings in front of the Lord, again our little Nimai entered into the scene and he started eating food. And then now again Brahmana was shouting, alas, alas, what would happen? What had happened? And then now Jagannath Mishra was very, very angry. He was like, taking the stick and running behind him, like how Yashoda Maya was running behind our Krishna, right? Like that. And then again, Brahmana was explaining, please don't chastise. It is not the way to, you know, do. That's okay. Maybe I'm destined to eat only fruits. Let me eat. So now when Jagannath Mishra was trying to convince Brahmana, but Brahmana was saying, that's okay, I will just eat fruit, like that. But there entered Vishwaroop, who is another than Nityananda Mahaprabhu. He entered. When he entered, he was so effulgent, very effulgent. Brahmana was so shocked to see Vishwaroop. And then he was asking, who is this boy? Who is this boy? And then they explained that he is their son. And then he was glorifying the parents who were Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata, having such a nice child. And as like Mataji has explained, Priti Vilasni Mataji, Lavanya means whole limbs of the body was Vishwaroop was very, very beautiful. And his Brahman thread was very effulgent. He is none other than Nityananda, right? He is always carrying Lord's glories in his tongue, which makes him so, so bright, and always he is in the service of the Lord. So seeing Vishwaroopa, Brahmana was very happy, and Vishwaroopa took the blessings from Brahmana, and Brahmana was so happy to see Vishwaroopa. And then Vishwaroopa was trying to convince Brahmana that please cook one more time. But then Brahmana was saying that it's already late in the night. What should I do now? I cannot cook now. So then, but still again and again, Vishwaroopa was saying so many times, so finally Brahmana agreed to cook for the third time, which is in very late night. And then again, the same thing. And one more thing, that every time that they were allowing Brahmana to cook, they were cleaning. First time when the cooking is done, that bhoga was given to Krishna. And of course, our little Amma has taken. But the next time when they are doing the cleaning, everything, so that we should learn a lesson here, that how the bhoga is prepared. When you wanted to prepare bhoga, you make sure you clean everything, whatever you have prepared for the morning breakfast, and clean everything, and then start your lunch preparation. That's how it is prepared. But in this past time, we can learn that lesson. And I was also thinking that for me, you know, if you ask me to eat for three times, I'm ready to eat three times and three different varieties. Okay, give me for breakfast this, lunch for this, dinner this. But here, you know, see, Brahmana was working very hard for cooking. If you ask me to cook for three times, I say, oh my God, I cannot cook, but I can eat. See, look at the devotion of Brahmana. He wanted to serve Gopal, and he wanted to, you know, make Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata happy. So that is why he's trying to cook for the third time. And the third time, he was trying to offer. And this time, what they did was they kept Nima in one room. It's already late night. They make sure that Nima slept, and they locked the door from outside and inside. Everything was, doors were locked. And what happened? Now, because due to the will of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what had happened is Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Due to the only because the Krishna's will, everything happens. Without Krishna's will, nothing can happen. Now the Nidra Devi, Yoga Maya, came and made everyone to sleep. Nicely, everybody slept. And then they thought that Nimai will sleep, let Brahmana eat, make offerings. But what happened is everyone slept, including Nimai. Nimai was also sleeping. So now the offerings were ready for the Lord. The Brahmana put offering for the Lord, and he called for the Lord to come, please, and accept it. Now, even though Lord was sleeping, he immediately appeared to the scene. Doors were closed, but still he appeared onto the scene, and he started taking offering again. Now, again, Brahmana was screaming, hi, hi, what happened? What happened? Again, naughty boy again came, and he's taking my offering. So now from today's verse, we will see here what had happened now. Yeah. So text 24 from today, today's verse was text 24. Prabhu bole vipra tumita udara tumi amadeke ana ki dosha amara So here the Lord was saying, very sweet, right? Lord was trying to explain Brahmana that what is my fault? You called me, so that's why I came here. So like that, Lord was so sweetly telling. And on this regard, I was remembering this very beautiful pastime of Raghunandan. How Raghunandan was also calling for the Lord for taking the bhoga. And so we will see this pastime in very brief way. Don't want to go into deep of the pastime. We know that Raghunandan's father Mukunda wanted to go out for some work outside for one day. So then he told Raghunandan, his son, to take care of Gopinath deity, to offer a rajbhog for the deity. So he told to his son, make sure you give the bhoga to the Lord. Don't forget to give. So he was got the instructions how to do, and then he just left. And then being this Raghunandan is very small boy, he didn't know that Lord accepts the bhoga through the eyes. We know as adults, this boy was thinking, oh, literally Lord will come and eat. And then he started calling to the Lord and Lord was not coming. And then he was like, oh, the prasad, like bhoga is already like that only. Lord, he didn't take that. He was so scared. What will his father tell to him? He started crying more intensely and calling for the Lord. And then Lord appeared and took the prasad. And when Mukunda came back, he asked, where is Mahaprasad? Then the boy said that everything Lord has eaten. And Mukunda got astonished. What is this? How come it happened? And then he gives another plate, laddus, in the plate, and he tells Raghunandan to go offer the food and come. And then Mukunda sees from the behind secretly. And then when he offered, then the Lord came personally and eating, and he ate off laddu and he left half more there. Now Mukunda could understand what a great devotion. Now Mukunda could understand what a great devotion that Raghunandan had, and immediately he hugged Raghunandan, and it was so nice that he could see the great devotion of his son. And to the extension to this story, there is a saying that like how when Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya met Mukunda, he was asking who is father and who is son. Then Mukunda replied that because Raghunandan gave him pure devotion service or love of the Godhead. So he is my father and I am his son. So here I could understand that one thing is like, as we saw in the Brahmana pastime, that like how when you call out for the Lord, Lord will definitely come and accept the prasadam. That one thing we understood. And the other thing is, the experience, or what do you call that, great devotee, like that we say, right? But it is not about the age, whatever age it may be, that a small child could be more progressive than the elder who is 50 age. We cannot underestimate, oh, this is a small person, or oh, she is less age, I am the great age, I am practicing from this many years. It is not like that. Krishna bhakti is not any age criteria. Anybody can be in any level. So we should always make sure that give our proper respect and proper respect to everyone. Seeing any, okay, they are very small. Maybe they are, okay, I am greater than them. So we should not have that kind of understanding. So we learned one nice lesson from this pastime. So moving on to the next verse. मोर मंत्र जपे मोरे करह आहवान रहिते न परियामी आसितो मस्तान. You chanted my mantra and invited me, so I cannot resist. So I came here. So now, again and again, the same thing Lord was saying to this Brahmana. So sweet, right? Like how you explained for a small baby. Oh, no, 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 no. Because you told me, that is why I did like that. You know, Lord is explaining to Brahmana so sweetly that you called me, that is why I came. Why are you worried now? So now in this purport, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that by chanting Gopal mantra, some people think that by chanting Gopal mantra, you can do your offerings to Gauranga. So that is completely wrong, because this pastime was done before Gauranga Mahaprabhu as incarnation is known to everyone. Because that time nobody knows that Nimai was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because Nimai has a mission, right? To do Sankirtan movement to all over the world and give the love of Krishna to all over the world. That time nobody knows. That's how this pastime was done. And we see that Brahmana was offering Gopal Mantra prayers, but still Nimai came, because Nimai is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. So, but afterwards, after everybody know that Gauranga Mahaprabhu is none other than Krishna, then everybody got introduced to Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mantras to worship him. As a followers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we know when we do offerings, we first do our pranam mantra to our guru, if we have any guru. If not, Srila Prabhupada is our guru, then we offer Srila, say pranam mantra of Srila Prabhupada, and then we say the pranam mantra for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurat Vishenama. So here we are glorifying the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, in the mood of Radharani. And then we offer our prayers to Lord Sri Krishna. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. So now here we pray our obeisances to Lord Krishna, who is the protector of Brahmanas and the cows. And then we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This mantra we have to do 3 times. So we see the importance of chanting Gaura Mantra, right? And also very importantly, that before we chant, every day we do Pancha Tattva Mantra, right? Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So in this regard, there is a very nice discussion between Guru Maharaj and one devotee. When Guru Maharaj is traveling from one place to another place, there was one devotee who was not chanting Panchatattva Mantra, but he was chanting just Hare Krishna Maha Mantra from many years. So then when Guru Maharaj met him and he said that, this person was saying that I'm not able to get love for Krishna, but I'm chanting from this many years. Then Guru Maharaj inquired, what are you doing? Tell me. Then he came to know that he's not chanting Panchatattva Mantra. And then when Guru Maharaj gave him Panchatattva Mantra, but the next time Guru Maharaj visited that place, and this person was telling that he is able to get the love of Krishna and he's able to see Krishna in every activity that he's doing. He's able to get the love of Krishna after he started chanting Panchatattva Mahamantra. So moving on to the more discussion, there is this is a long purport. So here it is said that without getting the Gaura's mercy, you cannot get the mercy of Krishna. You cannot think that Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastimes are just normal or he's an ordinary sannyasi. No, his pastimes are eternal. He is Krishna himself. When we chant Krishna's name or Gaura's name, Krishna will appear. But we should not think that Gaura is lesser or he is just an ordinary person. That is a very great offense, and we cannot progress in our Krishna Bhakti when we have that kind of mindset, thinking that Gauranga Mahaprabhu is an ordinary person. It's completely not recommended, and it is completely wrong understanding. So, and here they were quoting about Ramananda Raya, how Ramananda Raya got a mercy of Lord Gauranga. When he actually got the mercy of Lord Gauranga, he was able to see everything related to Gauranga and everywhere, everything related to Krishna. Like he was saying that in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, chapter 8, these verses are there about Ramananda Raya. Ramananda Raya was saying that, Lord, before I thought you that you were the sannyasi, just a sannyasi, but now I could see that you are Shamasundar, the cowherd boy. I could see your golden avatar. And you are playing the flute, and you are very wonderful, like that. And then he was asking, why I'm seeing this? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied that because you have so much of love for Krishna, you are able to see everything around you in such a nice way. So great devotees always sees everything which is Krishna conscious things, non-Krishna conscious things, everything related to Krishna. So regarding this, I was remembering His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Guru Maharaj. He gives everyday darshan to us in Zoom, right? So one day what happened is one of the person was wearing the shirt called guest. So G, right? Govinda Madhi Purusham. So it's like the great devotees always sees everything related to Krishna. They cannot see anything as a material. They are able to see even that material insignificant thing also, that the shit, which is very insignificant material thing, but still great devotee could transfer that to Krishna consciousness by saying G means Govinda Madhi Purusham. Wow. So such great devotees always think everything as Krishna. Everything they see is only related to Krishna. So because we have four defects, that we are imperfect senses, cheating propensity, we commit mistake, we have illusioned. Because of that, we are unable to see the Lord as Krishna, Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and also Gauranga as all as Krishna's incarnation. We are not able to see that. And even in Bhagavatam, it is said that Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishnam Sango Pangastra Pashadam Yajne Sankirtana Praya Yajante Sumedasa. So here we can see that, like, how the Lord comes in this Kali Yuga as an incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is not blackish, he is golden, but he is also coming with an associates as an, a weapon to give Krishna to everyone. So this purport explains mainly that we should not consider the Lord as to be an ordinary person. Only Mudas consider that, right? We know from Bhagavad Gita, this verse states that Avajananti maam mooda manushim tanum ashritam param bhavam ajananto mama bhuta maheshwaram. So only fools deride when the Lord comes into this material world. They think that he is a human, but he is not human. He is beyond. He is the supreme who came to give us love of Krishna, who came to give us make us understand what is our real purpose of in this material world, how we can go back to him. That is why the Lord comes here. So moving on to the next verse. Amare dekete niravada Bhava tume atayeva tumare dilena deke ame. You always desire to see me, so here I am. So again, Lord is trying to explain why he took the prasad, he took the offerings, and why he is here in front of him. So it is also in Bhagavad Gita, it is said, right? Etamam prapadyante tamstataiva bhajamyamam. Bajamyaham mama vartamanu vartante manishya partha sarvashaha. So according to our degree of the surrender, Krishna shows his, Krishna reveals it for us. So now we see that how much the level of surrender was this Brahmana able to see Lord person, in person. So now comes the, the jewel of this chapter, you know. Very nice verse which shows, which glorifies the Lord's form, which is eight-handed form. These eight verses describes the eight-handed form of the Lord. Let's see, this verse is very important. It is very nicely described, the wonderful future of the Lord. Seishene deke vipra paramadbhuta shenka chakra gada padma stabujarupa ekahaste navanita arahaste kaya aradoi aste prabhu murali bhajaya sivastakastubha vakshe shobha manihara sarvange deke ratna maya alankara navagunje vedashike uccha shobhe sare chandra mukhe arunadara shobha kare Asiya dolaya dui nayana kamala Vajayanti mala dole makara kundala Charana ravinda shobe shri ratna nupura Nakamani kirane timara gela dura Apurva kadamba vriksha deke se ikane Vrindavana deke nada kare pakshi gane Gopa Gopa Gopi Gabi Gana Chaturdi Kedeka Yahada Dhyana Karete Tadeke Parateke. So here in this verse it is explained the form of the Lord, how the eight-handed form was shown to this Brahmana, that first Shankha Chakra Gada Padma Ascha Bhuja Rupa Ekahasta Navanita Arahastakaya Aridohasta Murali Bajaya. So here we can see that like first four hands were like he was showing all Shankha Chakra Gada Padma, all the opulence of Lord Narayana. And the next four hands were showing the Vrindavan Leela pastimes of Murali, playing Murali and eating the butter. So it is explained that like when first he had showed the four-handed form, like first he was showing that he was Lord Narayana was holding Shankha Chakra Gada Padma, and then with the same again four-handed, these four hands has gone. That is what I understood in this puppet. And then again four hands with the same four hands, he has shown that he was playing the flute and at the same time he was eating butter. So now it is explained here the opulence of playing the flute and eating butter. Vrajavasis does not encourage or like to see that kind of four-handed forms. They always like to see Lord in the two-handed form, right? And this awe and reverence is for Narayana. Lord Narayana is always worshipped in awe and reverence, but for Krishna with the sweetness. Right, it always Srila Prabhupada gives an example that president staying in the office and president staying at the home. Same Lord Narayana when same Krishna when he's in Narayana, he is like he's sitting in the office. He's like very hard to get for us for a devotee. And but same president when he's at home, he's like Krishna. He's very sweet. He's able to reachable to anyone. So here in this purport, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was explaining that how the four-handed form is Narayana form, which is awe and reverence, but two-handed form is Vrindavan. Always devotees wanted to see that two-handed form. And also it is explained that like eating butter and playing flute was not manifested in Mathura or Dwaraka. It's only manifested in Dwaraka pastimes. And in the purport, it is explained the beauty of Srivasta and Kastuba jewel, which is adored on the chest and the neck of the Lord, and other ornaments were so beautiful. And Lord's hair was tied, and it was like Gunjamala. Once I remember Komadiki Mataji was showing her Gunjamala from her house when the class was going on. If she is there, she can show us again that Gunjamala. It will be very nice after when question answer time, Mataji can show us. And then again, it is also described how the peacock feather was there, moon-like face, so beautiful face. So, and then it is also explained that his eyes were rolling, and then his lotus petal, his ears, everything was so beautiful, so beautiful. And in the both the four-handed forms, it's the same again, the fish-shaped earrings and Vaijayanti mala stayed same for the both the four-handed forms, that when he showed the Narayana form of Shankha Chakra Gada Padma, and also the butter eating and Murali playing four-handed, that all same garland and same Vaijayanti mala, and the earrings are the same remaining. So also it is described that toenails are so beautiful. We saw so many pastimes of how the toenails can remove the ignorance from anyone, right? I remember I have gave one class on these toenails. That time I could understand more how glorious the Lord's toenail is, where it can remove all the ignorance that is there from life after life. And then we could really see what is Krishna. We could get the love of Krishna. And then also, it is also explained in this purport that how the Kadamba tree, Brahmana could see Kadamba trees, birds, forest of Vrindavan, and he could see Surabhi cow, cowherd boys, everything. Cowherd boys were tending the cows. Everything he could see, all Vraja was manifested in front of him. And so he was seeing this all directly because Lord has so mercifully given this opportunity to see for him. So now moving on to the next verse. Apurva Aishwarya Deke Sukriti Brahmana Anande Murchita Haya Padileta Kena. So seeing this extraordinary, beautiful, wonderful form, Brahmana felt unconscious. He was not able to see that because he was like so much in ecstasy, and he was not able to take it, and he just fell. And then what happened to him? Just Lord left him like that? No, we'll see what had happened. కరుణ సముద్ర ప్రభు శ్రీ గౌర సుందర శ్రీయస్త దిలే దిలేన తన్ తనాంగర అంగిర ఉపర So with his lotus hand, he touched the Brahmana and immediately Brahmana gained his consciousness. So Lord's lotus hand touch is so nice. It is like very transcendental. Any person can become anything when Lord has touched. I mean, they can get the love of the God. That is very, very transcendental, right? We see so many pastimes in Krishna book. The Lord's touch, how Krishna, just by touching, Krishna gave liberation, Krishna awarded them love of Godhead. So here we can see that King Riga pastime, how he was a lizard because he got the curse and then he became lizard. But when Krishna's sons and everyone went to the park and for a picnic, and then they see this lizard, and then when they came to Krishna comes to know about this lizard, he goes to that well and he just touched the lizard. Automatically when he touched the lizard is turned to a demigod, and he got the liberation and he could go back to his planet wherever he came from. He went back over there. And also we can see that pastime of this hunchback lady. Right? She was offering the chandan to Lord, and just Lord touched her cheeks and also with toenail he just pressed her leg, and immediately she gained her original body. The hunchback is no more hunchback. So that is the transcendental touch of the Lord. Lord's face, Lord's glancing, Lord's touch, Lord's speak, everything is transcendental. It makes us immersed in the love of Godhead, love of Krishna. So moving on to the next sloka, by just touching the Lord Brahmana, just by touching Brahmana, the Brahmana regained his consciousness. But what had happened? He could get up and he could see everything, but he couldn't speak anything because of over ecstasy, so much of ecstasy, right? He could not speak anything. So now what had happened? We will see. పునః పునః మూర్చే విప్రయః భూమితలే పునః ఉటే పునః పడే మహాకుతుహలే. బికాస్ ఆఫ్ సో మచ్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్టసీ, గ్రేట్ జూబిలేషన్, హీ వాస్ లైక్ సో కుతుహలే, సో మచ్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్టసీ, హీ వాస్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు టేక్ ఇట్. హీ వాస్ అగైన్ ఫాలింగ్, అగైన్ గెట్ అప్పింగ్, హీ వాస్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు స్పీక్. సో ఇన్ దిస్ రికార్డ్ ఐ కుడ్ రిమెంబర్ దిస్ సిక్స్ అష్టక వర్స్. నయనం గలద శ్రుదారయా వదనం గద్గద హృదయాగిర పులకై నిచితం వపు కదా తవ నామ గ్రహే భవిష్యతి. సో దిస్ ఎక్స్టసీస్ ఓన్లీ వెన్ యు గెట్ లవ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ ఇట్, ప్యూర్ లవ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ ఇట్, దట్ టైమ్ యూ కెన్ సీ రియల్ ఎక్స్టసీస్. దట్ ఆల్ ఎక్స్టసీస్ వీ కెన్ సీ ఇన్ దిస్ బ్రాహ్మణ ఇన్ ద కమింగ్ నెక్స్ట్ ఫ్యూ వర్సెస్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ద ట్రాన్స్లేషన్స్ ఆర్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయినింగ్ ద సేమ్ దట్ హీ వాస్ క్రయింగ్. Crying so much, like all like Ganga water is flowing like that, so much he is crying, and he's catching hold of the feet of the Lord and he's crying very loudly, very loudly. Brahmana was in super ecstasy because he saw Lord face to face. How many of us will get that, right? He's such a pious Brahmana. He was so humble, and seeing Brahmana in this condition, Lord addressed him. Oh Brahmana, you were servant of me from previous life itself. That is why you got this Sukriti. Like it is from Bhagavad Gita, there is a verse, right? Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Bahuni Mi Vetitani Janmani Tavacharjuna Tanyaham Veda Sarvani Natvam Veta Parantapa. So Lord explains that everybody, like to Arjuna, Lord explains that you were there and I were there from in previous birth also, but I would remember all your birth, but you cannot remember. That is the difference between us and the Lord, right? So here Brahmana has forgot what was his previous birth, how did he serve in previous life. Now Lord is explaining him that you were serving me from previous birth itself. What exactly happened in his previous birth? Let's see that now. So you were desiring for me from previous life itself. When I was in Nanda Maharaj's house as Krishna, you came there also like this, like a mendicant. You offered me prasad at that time also like this. That time I showed you same form. Right now, what I've showed you, that time also, I've showed you this form. So now we can understand that Lord, we might do some service and we might forget about it, but Lord never forgets. So everything that you do in this endeavor of Krishna consciousness, nothing is lost for us. Whatever little bit, tiny bit of services we are doing, that is counted in the eyes of Lord. Lord is giving credits not only in that life, you know, next life when the Brahmana appeared, again he's showing again love, more and more love, you see. So Lord will never forget our service. We might forget Lord, but Lord will never ever forget our services. So we should understand the greatness and the love of Lord and always try to serve him life after life. We should not desire anything other than this. Just serving the Lord and being at this lotus feet always. So here he was saying that, so because of that, you know, because of Brahmana was very pious, he was chanting all the time, closed his eyes, chanting the name of the Lord wherever he go, Griheta ke vaneta ke bol hari bol. Because of that, he got this opportunity to see the Lord. And his eyes were always thirsty for seeing that. Oh, when will I see my Lord? When will I see my Lord? Where can I find my Lord? He's always looking after that. And finally, today, he could see his lovable Lord in front of his eyes. And he was unable to take that now. And he's like super ecstasy. His body is shaking. He's crying a lot. Now we will see what exactly happened. In this way, the Brahmana was serving from life after life. And now here Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains in the purport, what he explains, that devotees' eyes are anointed with the love of the Godhead. When I see this word, I was remembering this sloka from Brahma Samhita. Prema anjina chorita bhakti vilochanena santas sadaiva vridayeshu vilokayanti. Vilokayanti yam shama sundaram achinta gunasvarupam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. So the devotees of the Lord always sees with complete love and devotion. Their eyes are completely with love and devotion to Krishna. Nothing else they could see. Only with that kind of mood you can see the Lord. Not anybody can see the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada always says in lecture, right? Why cannot I see the Lord? People question, who are not devotees, who are atheists, they question, can you show me the Lord? Lord is not so cheap that anybody can come and say that, can you show you, he will be seen. He's only been visible to the devotees who are continuously serving them and who are humbly serving them. Only through the services you can see Krishna, because Krishna is ajokshaja, is beyond this material realm. You cannot approach him just like that. You have to show the love by doing services. Then you can approach Krishna. So if we are not able to devote our life for Krishna, then we can never see Krishna in our life. We cannot never understand our goal of life, and we keep on taking birth again and again, struggling in this material world. So now we will see the more verses, what the translation says. So now Gaurasundar is explaining to Brahmana that now I've shown you the form. You came to me, you came to know who am I. I'm the same Lord Vishnu, Lord Narayana and Lord Krishna in front of you. As you know, now I am Nimai, but I am the person whom you are worshipping as Vishnu, Narayana and Lord Krishna. Now I'm in front of you. You have seen, but please don't tell to this anyone. Now you should not tell to this anyone, because my main aim is to spread Krishna to everyone, to give Krishna to everyone, to inaugurate Sankirtana movement. Now if you go and tell to everyone, then I will definitely forcefully send you back to Godhead. And I mean, indirectly saying that Gauranga is saying that I will kill you. So now Brahmana is put in a question mark. Like, he wants to share this to everyone. But now Gauranga Mahaprabhu said that, no, you should not share this to everyone. So then it is also explained that how Gauranga Mahaprabhu was very careful to not to reveal his identity before his mission was completed. He just wanted his mission to complete first, not to show his identity to everyone. Because if he shows his identity to everyone, his mission will be again get some break, or you know, it cannot be successful. So that is why he just wanted to make sure he is covered in covered form only until his Sankirtana movement was inaugurated. And in the purport, it is explained by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur that people might think that ordinary people might think that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only started his Sankirtana movement after he got initiation, not before that. But we know, seeing as the followers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and reading Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur has nicely explained so many pastimes, right? As soon as Lord has born, he was inaugurating that Sankirtana. When Lord stopped crying, Lord started crying, then everybody say Hari Bol, Hari Bol, then everybody, Lord stopped crying. When they stopped saying Hari Bol, then Lord started crying. And then again, everybody said Hari Bol, Hari Bol, then Lord started stopped crying. So that means we can understand that Lord just not did his Sankirtana movement after the initiation. Before itself, it was there. But after the initiation, it was spread everywhere. But it was not like only after the initiation he did it. From the time of the birth itself, Lord was showing why he has appeared in this material world. What is his purpose to come? He was showing that he came here to give the Hare Krishna Mahamantra to everyone. And it is also said in this verse that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spreads the Hare Krishna Mahamantra over all the world. Not only his servants also. Srila Prabhupada, we know that he spread Hare Krishna Mahamantra to every country, wherever he go. Because of him, today we are all in Krishna consciousness. So regarding this, I remember a very nice pastime from His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Guru Maharaj class. He was sharing similar pastime, like how this Brahmana's pastime, how Brahmana got to see the form of the Lord. In the same way, there is another Brahmana who also got to see the form of the Lord. And before that, I wanted to say that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in Chaitanya Bhagavat that if you want to advance in your spiritual life, there are few things that we give more love for them, or like more interest in our sadhana. We put that as a priority in our sadhana. That is what is like Ganges, Tulasi, and Bhagavatam and Bhagavata. Worshipping of the devotee of the Lord, Ganges, Tulasi, and Bhagavatam. So all these four things are very important for us to progress in our bhakti. So one day, one Brahmana who was a worshipper of Ganges, he was worshipping every day Ganges, and he was offering his Gayatri. So like that he was doing every day. One fine day, what happened is he saw that Ganges was going high, 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 and low, low, low. What is exactly happening? Why the Ganges water is coming like that? Then he sees here and there, and he sees a small boy over there. And then when this small boy moving back, and the Ganges was trying to come forward. And finally, this Brahmana could see that from the Ganges, the personality of Ganges appeared. She was just like a moon. And she appeared, and she was offering her prayers to Lord Gauranga Nimai, who was a very small boy. And she was offering the prayers. And then when she was about to go, then again, that time, this Brahmana could observe very clearly that how this Ganges was praying to the Lord and offering again and again obeisances to the Lord. Then this Brahmana could understand whom I am worshipping, the Ganges. He is worshipping this person, this personality who is a very small boy. That means he is Krishna himself. Then immediately after that, this Brahmana goes and speaks to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and asks, who are you? My worshipable Lord, I mean, the deity that he is worshipping, the Ganges, she herself is offering obeisances to you. That means your Lord himself. Please show me who you are. Then immediately, Gauranga Mahaprabhu shows his Krishna form to him. And then seeing that form, he was so happy. And then Lord again wants the same thing to as Brahmana he wants, right? He says that, don't go and say to anyone about this. If you say, then I will kill you. My purpose is to inaugurate Hare Krishna Mahamantra every way. So if you go and tell, then it will be stopping. So I will have to forcefully send you to back. So then, and also he says, if you want, you can stay here quietly and see all the pastimes that are going to happen. So that way, this Brahmana remains silent and he always stays thereby and he worships Gauranga Mahaprabhu, none other than Krishna. Same way, he also told to this Brahmana, Gauranga Mahaprabhu also told to this Brahmana, the mendicant who was traveling, he also told to this Brahmana also the same thing. If you want, you can stay here and you can see my pastimes, but don't tell to anyone about me. So then now Lord is saying that I wanted to give the love of Godhead that I gave to Brahma in the beginning of the creation. So that love of God, now I have to give it to everyone without discriminating anyone, woman or men or a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. So he wants to give it to everyone. We all know that Srimad Bhagavatam was... In the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is described that how Brahma has got the knowledge from Krishna himself, right? Tene Brahma Hridaye Adi Kavaye. So from Brahma, from Krishna, Brahma got it. From Brahma, Narada got it. And from Narada, Vyasa. And from Vyasa, Madhvacharya. And from Madhvacharya, Madhavendra Puri. And from Madhavendra Puri, Ishwara Puri. And then it's come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So like that, this knowledge has passed. But now Lord is saying that this knowledge, I'm going to give it freely to everyone. Everyone. And he also said that like you should not say to anyone. And immediately Lord went to back and he slept nicely. Now everybody was sleeping, right? Nobody could hear anything. Lord went back and that it is also said that this is all happened because they don't want it to disturb the pastime. That's why they were happily sleeping in the lap of Nidra Devi, Yoga Maya. They were nicely sleeping and then Lord went and slept back. But now this Brahmana, what is he thinking? What is his position? Let's see that. Apurva prakasha deke sei vipravara anande purnita haila sarvakalevara. His total body was completely in full of ecstasy. He's so happy seeing Lord face to face. Sarvange seyana kariya lepana kandita kandite 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 vipra. Karena bhojana. So Lord was like just spreading the prasad, mahaprasad to all over his body and he's jumping, crying. It is so ecstatic he is. On this regard, I was remembering the pastime of how Narada Muni gets the mahaprasad of Lord. And then that, we know this pastime, right? I want to just go on briefly because I'm already over time. It is 10:56. So I just wanted to very briefly explain this pastime. So we know that how Narada Muni gets the prasad from Krishna and then he goes to Kailash to see Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva, he says that he sees Narada Muni and he asks, oh, why are you so ecstatic? What happened to you? Then he says, see, this is, I took prasad and this is what my condition. And then he says, oh, you are, Lord Shiva says, you are my best friend. I know that you would have saved something for me. Then Narada Muni was like, like what do I do now? There is nothing. He just left everything. And then finally he looks everything. He finds a little bit small morsel of prasadam. And then he says, okay, come on, take this. And this just by eating that small little bit morsel of rice. And then immediately Lord Shiva was so much in ecstasy. He was dancing. Like you see, we saw in Brahmana, right? Like he was dancing. He was spreading the rice to his body like that. Lord Shiva was doing dance in such a way that whole creation is going to get in. Hearing this dance, Parvati comes out from there. And then asks, what happened to you? Why are you dancing? And then he explains the whole pastime, what had exactly happened, how Narada Muni has given. And then Parvati asks, where is my portion? I'm your, I'm your wife. I'm your half of the body. So then where is my part? Where is my share? Then he says, nothing is there. And she gets so much of angry. And we all know that in Jagannath Puri, how Parvati Devi gets offerings first after offered to Jagannath, Vimala Devi, right? So this pastime explains that how great is Mahaprasad, ecstasy that you feel when you eat that, right? We can all personally feel that when we also take Mahaprasad from the temple or at home, you feel so much of ecstasy, right? You feel so much of happiness and the love of Krishna will increase more and more. Most of us have here come to Krishna consciousness just by eating ISKCON Prasadam, I guess. I mean, I personally came to Krishna consciousness just by eating prasadam. We could see that how this Brahmana is so fortunate. Directly he could get that from the Lord's hand itself. Such a very nice pastime to hear and to witness this pastime, right? Brahmana was very, very fortunate to have this Mahaprasadam. And then now Brahmana was dancing. Nachiye gaye gaye hase viprakare hunkara jaya bala gopala bo boliye bhara bhara. So he's again and again is saying jai gopal, jai gopal. He's dancing in ecstasy, like as we described how Lord Shiva was also dancing in ecstasy, right? Like that this Brahmana was also dancing so ecstatic because he got that Mahaprasad of the Lord. So then what happened? Immediately everybody woke up hearing the voice of Brahmana. Now everything is done, right? So then Nidra Devi left everyone. Now you all can wake up. So then now they could hear exactly the voice of Brahmana. Brahmana was eating and he was dancing. They could hear that. When they all came and saw, immediately Brahmana was like, you know, taking his archanam, and then he was like trying to control because he don't wanted to express what had happened, right? So then seeing the Brahmana very happy, all the family members were so happy and greatly satisfied. So there are four types of ananda which Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says. One is Vishaya Ananda, which is sense gratification. We get the happiness that you get from sense gratification. It is the name itself says, Vishaya means poison. When you try to get gratification, happiness from the senses, that is like a poison. And Brahmananda, that one who emerge in the Brahman effulgence, that is temporary. You will fall down one day. That is not any ananda. Premananda, that you get out of love from Krishna. Better than that is Sevananda. That means serving the devotees. So now we can see that how the family members of Jagannath Mishra were so happy because they are able to serve this Brahmana properly. They were so sad that they were not able to serve this Brahmana. Brahmana was not able to eat the prasad in their house. Now they were so happy because they seeing the Brahmana happiness, they are also very happy. They are also so happy that they have served the guest in their house properly. So again, it is also explained that how Brahma and Lord Shiva were also eagerly running behind the Lord to see Lord, but they cannot able to catch the Lord. But this Brahmana were able to catch the Lord. And then now this Brahmana was thinking that, okay, let me tell about the Lord to everyone. They will know about the opulence of the Lord and they'll also get to know and they will also get liberated. Now Brahmana is contemplating like this. Oh, can I say them? Because they will also get the same benediction. And they will also get the love of the Lord. Let them know that this Gauranga is none other than Krishna. But then again, he was thinking that, oh, if I say, then again, you know, Krishna told me like not to say to anyone, right? Nitai told them not to tell to anyone. So then I will not say. So he's trying to convince himself not to say. Then he silently stayed in Navadeep only and hidingly coming and taking every day darshan of the Lord and taking alms and staying there in the Navadeep. So coming to the final thing in the pastime is like we have Phalastuti in every pastime, right? Hearing the pastime, what do you get? We get the love of the God and we always stay at the lotus feet of Krishna. And so these pastimes of Adi Kanda is like a flow of a nectar. Lord Narayana's pastimes is like very sweet nectarian pastimes were given by Vrindavan Das Thakur, and today is his disappearance day and we are able to glorify him and Chaitanya Bhagavat and also Nimai and Nityananda. Very, very fortunate to discuss this topic on this day. So we see that how it is also explained that this Lord who just gave darshan and who is Nimai now is none other than he's the husband of Lakshmi Devi and Sita Devi. So Lord Nimai is none other than the husband of Lakshmi Devi and Sita Devi. So the same thing again in the commentary. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained that the Lord is beyond this material realm, beyond this Viraja river, and everything is abode is in Goloka Vrindavan. He is not in this material world. and he is the Lord Narayana himself. And he was there in Treta Yuga, in Satya Yuga, in Dwapara Yuga. In Treta Yuga, he was Rama and Lakshman. He killed Ravana. In Dwapara Yuga, he was Krishna and Balaram. He reduced the burden of the earth. And in this Kali Yuga, he was like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, who came to give us love of Lord Krishna to everyone. So this is today's pastime, and at the end Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the end Vrindavan Das Thakur was glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he's offering his obeisances at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's the end of this pastime, and please forgive me. I've committed many mistakes. I know that I am very fallen. I already said I don't know anything. Please forgive me. Please correct me, and Please forgive me. I know I've committed a lot of mistakes. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you so much for the wonderful class. And throughout the class, you were so sweet. You maintained the sweetness of the class. And I was thinking of you as if you're talking about Vrinda. So naughty. You were saying that about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as if you could see him. But really very grateful for the wonderful class and the wonderful slides. Very grateful. And continue giving your service, Mataji. Continue doing your service by giving your association, Mataji. Thank you once again, Hare Krishna. Dear devotees, if you have any realization, any comment, anything to add on, please grace us by that. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Vinita Gandharvika, Mataji. You were so amazing. It was like a thousand wala, cracker. Fireworks, like that it was. Thank you so much. Such an amazing class. I think you did full justice to all the verses, connecting them to relevant pastimes and covering all this in great detail. I have one question. So if you can answer my question, Mataji. So the question I have is, when you were explaining about the Brahmana seeing the form of the Lord told him that you have seen the same form earlier. So did the Brahmana see the exact same form earlier, or was it something different, Mataji?
In the verse, it explains the same form, Mataji. The prophet says the same form.
In the previous birth also he saw Nimai?
No, he would have seen Krishna and Narayana, because that was there in his previous life, right?
Right. So
Nimai was now in Kali Yuga, right?
So he saw Krishna and Narayana. And
yeah, because even in this life also he's Nimai. Nimai showed the form of Lord Narayana and Gopal, right? Right. Nimai is there as Nimai, right? Nimai has turned himself as Narayana and Gopal. So that's the same form he would have seen in the previous life, because that time Gopal and Narayana was there, right, Mataji?
Mataji, thank you so much. Thank you so much for clarifying, Mataji. And such an amazing class. It was so good. It was so relishable, Mataji, the way you narrate. It was really, really amazing class. Thank you so much for all the slides also, and for the summary of the entire pastime and completing it. So thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Preeti Vilasni, Mataji. I know I have made a lot of mistakes. Please correct me, Mataji. And thank you for the opportunity. Thank you so much for pushing me. Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Vinita Gandharvika. Very thoroughly enjoyed the class. Why are you keeping your face with so tension? She was very tensed, but you did. See, I was just sitting. I didn't do anything, because this time she said, you always go here and there and listen my class. You have to sit and tell me. So I sat here, heard everything thoroughly. It was very nice. Thank you for giving such a beautiful presentation. As Anuradha Mataji was saying, from the beginning till end, you maintained the same composure. It was as if she's talking about Vrinda. All silly, naughty stories. Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you, Padma Sakhi Mataji, for taking out your time. And thank you for your comments. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Vinita Gandharvika Mataji. What a sweet class. Beautiful. You were so involved, and I love the way you brought in so many different connections, the Bhagavad Gita verses, the different stories, how that connection of Krishna, very, very sweet. And we were immersed in the story and we were enjoying it with you. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Kanna.
Thank you so much, Mataji. I remember this Premanjana Charita. One day you were saying this was very detailed explanation on in the class. That when I put that verse, I could remember your explanation only. I think you would give very nice explanation than me for that particular verse. Thank you so much, Mataji. Your inputs always helps us. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you so much for your enthusiastic class. I had a couple of questions, but then when you were having that interchange with Preeti Vilasini Mataji, then I wasn't able to follow that interchange properly. So Preeti was asking if the Brahmanas saw Nimai in that same form before.
Yeah. No, I misunderstood. I had the wrong question. I thought he saw Nimai also in the previous birth, but Mataji clarified that he did not see Nimai. He saw the form of both Krishna and Narayan together in the previous birth also, because he had gone to Nanda Maharaj's home and he saw that Krishna was non-different from Narayan.
Oh.
I thought he saw even Nimai in the previous
birth. Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and so then my other questions were, oh my God, one of them I just forgot. Oy. Okay, let me do the one that I think I remember, which is, okay, one was if Nimai told the Brahmana not to tell anybody. Why is it that we know about this story now? How come we know?
So it is later revealed to everyone, right? Vrindavan Das Thakur is Vyasadeva himself. Vyasadeva, he knows all the pastimes of Lord. The Lord revealed to him, so that's how he knows it. That's my realization. Priti Mataji can add it.
Okay, so because Nimai is Vyasadeva himself, Vyasadeva is the one who revealed, not the Brahmana.
No, I'm just saying Vrindavan Das Thakur is Vyasadeva himself who has written this Chaitanya Bhagavat, right? And Later all the pastimes were revealed, right? Once the Sankirtan movement and everything happened, and later it is revealed. That's how Vrindavan Das Thakur was able to write all these pastimes. And Vrindavan Das Thakur is none other than Vyasadeva who has written Srimad Bhagavatam.
So basically, since all pastimes are known to him, since he is Vyasadeva himself, then he was able. Okay, that makes sense. Oh my God. Yeah, I'll end now because it's just killing me that I can't remember what my other question was. If I remember, then I'll ask again. But thank you so much again for class.
Thank you, Mataji, for your questions.
Okay, Hare Krishna.
Mataji, are you feeling happy? Hare Krishna. Yeah, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Nita Gandharvika Mataji. Very, very entertaining class. And I mean, the past time, we could actually see how the Brahmana felt once he saw the Lord personally appear, because you were very animated. It was very beautiful. Thank you for such a beautiful class, Mataji. I have a question. So, Mataji, you were talking about the glories of, you know, of prasadam. But over here, we see that the Brahmana prepared his, you know, offering twice already before the third time. And both those times, thinking that Lord Nimai was just an ordinary boy, they did not consume that. What did they do with that? I mean, that is also now that he knows that this is the Lord, all of that is prasadam, right? What are they going to do to that?
Mataji, that was not explained in the Vrindavan Das Thakur's book, Mataji, so I don't know the answer. Priti Mataji, you please explain.
Neither do I know. How do I know Vrindavan Das Thakur doesn't know?
Okay, so then what do we do? Okay, so sometimes when food offering gets contaminated or spoiled or whatever, what do you do then? You just throw it away or do you consume it?
Yeah, one day Pran Govind Prabhu was saying in his class that everything is coming from the matter, right? You just, you know, dispose again, it's going into the matter. He was explaining in detail. I don't know if Gaurangi Mataji, if you were there in the class, you can explain. You write everything very nicely. Prabhu was giving very detailed explanation how this is everything coming from the earth itself and it is like going again back. Everything in that sense, everything is transcendence, right? Transcendental. So that is how Prabhu was explaining on that day. I'm not able to explain it.
Mataji, what it was, it's okay if I, you know, if I can add on what Prabhu was saying.
Yeah, yes, Mataji, please.
So what he was saying is like, even if we eat the prasadam and then we evacuate, the matter is coming in and going out. What is remaining is the spiritual consciousness because it is being offered to Krishna. That was the topic. But what Mataji's topic is little different than that, what I understand. What Prabhu was saying, that even if it is matter going back to matter, but what it is doing is changing our consciousness because we are taking prasadam. But Induleka Mataji is asking if our...
devotees ask like what we have to do, like flowers offered to the Lord, what we can do with that and like...
Yeah. So he was saying that for that.
That is how Prabhu said.
Yeah.
This was Prabhu's answer. Yes. Thank you, Mataji, for adding it very nicely.
Thank you, Mataji's. We'll figure it out later. Thank you so much. Very beautiful class, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Mataji, I think one other question I had was about the, what was this story I've heard several times where Parvati asked, you know, Lord Shiva, like, where is mine? You know, where is my portion of prasadam? Because he had practically finished everything. Where can I find that story?
In Chaitanya Bhagavat itself, it is quoted in Chaitanya Bhagavat in some place.
Okay.
I have these notes from Chaitanya Bhagavat for our Brihat Bhagavatamrita when we were talking about it. And one of, I think Chaitanya Bhagavat or Chaitanya Mangal, in one of these two books.
Okay.
But it's there.
Okay. Thank you.
And also Jagannath Mahima, right? Jagannath pastimes, glories of Lord Jagannath's pastime. There also we find this, but we can send you the reference, Bhattaji.
Devotees, if anybody has any more comments or realization, please go ahead. Or if you just want to thank Vinita Mataji for the wonderful class, please go ahead.
Bhattaji, there are lots of comments in the text.
Hare Krishna, Vinita Gandhari Mataji, Dhanvat Pranam to you and all Vaishnava. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki jai, Gopinath ki jai, Jai Pataka Maharaj ki jai. So much potency in your class, Mataji. You cover so many stories from Sisi Bhagavatam, Sisi Bhagavad Gita, Sisi Brahma Sahita. Yahan se yahan, yahan se yahan, yahan se yahan leke jaate the aap. Jaise ki Shri Ram Vrindavan Dham mein H.S. Radhanath Maharaj, H.S. Chindranjana Maharaj, H.S. Jaipataka Maharaj, H.S. Sachidanandan Maharaj. We alag 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 story karke Sisi Bhagavatam mein dubate hai, Sisi Chaitanya Charanamrita mein, Sisi Chaitanya Bhagavat mein, Sisi Bhagavat Gita mein dubate. Bahut confidently you explain about that Brahmana, high stories and Sisi Bhamma Shaita, Govind Namami Tamaham Bajami, then love of devotion. Lord Krishna is happy by our seva. And one thing I want to, yesterday Adikatadar Prabhu said, when the japa is attentively, you do japa, you get up early in the morning, 4:30, when here is 4:30, that is maybe 3:30 in Texas. You come every day right time and doing japa. When our japa is so attentively, everything, whatever you teach the Vaishnava, it's touched to heart, Mataji. And continue serving from that Brahmana, we learn a lesson that continue serving them. You have to sow love by the your sincere seva to Lord Krishna and Srimati Sri Radharani's lotus feet. And in the next birth also you get the bhakti. If this birth you are not complete the bhakti, Hari Hari Gauranga Koti Koti Danvat Panam Ajji, Vrinda's mother Vinita Gandharvi Mataji, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki so much potency. Whole day you are doing service, hearing Acha Chaitpataka Maharaj, Acha Radhanath Maharaj, kids class. Whole day you just complete surrender to Sri Radha Gopinath, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, your Guru Maharaj. Maybe 7 to 8 hours you are hearing. When we hearing attentively, it's direct effect to our japa, and whatever we teach other Vaishnava, it's effect to their heart. Hari Hari Gauranga, love you beta. Danvat Koti Koti Danvat Pranam to your sincere so Siva. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Vrinda Gopika Mataji, for all the love and blessing us, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Bless Gopi, you are Koti Koti Danvat Pranam.
Hare Krishna. If there are no more questions or comments, so on behalf of everybody else present on the call, Mataji, I would like to thank you once again and very grateful. The innocence that you bring to Bhakti Sangha is unmatched. It has no parallel to it. So thank you once again, Mataji, and thank you for your dedicated service to Bhakti Sangha. I mean, we cannot thank you enough, Mataji. And please continue pray to Shri Shri Radha Kalachanji and all the deities of ISKCON that, you know, please bless you so that, you know, we can have your association more and more in the future. And by your energy and enthusiasm, we also get some of it and continue our services. Mataji, thank you so much and very grateful to you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji, for all the glorification. I have not qualified or I'm not.
I don't have enough words, Mataji.
All that, Mataji. It is all your sweetness that is you are able to see in the in
so me. Guru Maharaj's mercy on you, Mataji. And we are very,
all
very
glories fortunate. To Srila Prabhupada and all glories to
all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to his disciples and all glories to his followers like you, Mataji. Thank you, dear devotees. We'll close the call here. And thank you so much for your association once again. Vancha Kalpata Rubyascha Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Patita Nam Pavne Vaishnavi Veva Namo Namo Anant Koti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur Ki Jai Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna Dandavat Pranam. We'll close the call.
Or you want to close the call? Mataji Ki Jai.
Mataji Ki Jai. Thank you so much. Hare
Krishna.
Thank you everyone for joining today's class. We'll meet again tomorrow.
Yes.
Thank you for your association, Bita.
Hare Krishna.